Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. Each week, I sit down with incredible founders to uncover the secrets and systems they use to master their business, their body, and their brain. Today, it's Idea Lab time. In April, we did something really special. My goal for 2023, one of them, is to go back to the roots of this podcast. This podcast originally started way back in 2019 as a vehicle for me to test new business ideas and run little mini experiments in my business. So if you're an original listener, you'll know that's how we originally started. And then we deviated off and we pivoted and we changed. But one of the biggest lessons I want to go back to learning is how to run mini rapid experiments. You're going to find out how April went. We did an accountability challenge whereby 23 members of our community set out to get fitter and healthier by exercising every day in April. So 30 days and exercise for 30 minutes every single day. And the accountability piece is that they had to log it every single day in WhatsApp. How did it go? Let's find out. But first, quick thank you to my partners.
Thanks to my partner, Square. Everything your business needs, like payments, menu management, online ordering, chatting endlessly about the weather? Well, you're on your own there. Square. Everything your business needs. Almost. Visit square.com.
If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from my iconic offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of iconic offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Iconic Offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day. Bring your team. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Iconic Offices. One of the most frequent questions I get asked on this podcast is, where do I find a mentor? And I've never fully had the answer, but now I do. Introducing Mentors Work, a fully funded mentoring program designed to help your business thrive, brought to you by the Small Firms Association in partnership with SkillNet Ireland. Imagine having a series of one-to-one individual mentoring sessions along with upskilling workshops to network with your peers and learn from experts, as well as a bespoke business plan. And the best part, it's at no cost to you. Join over 2,000 Irish SMEs and see how the award-winning Mentors Work program can help your business to thrive. Places are limited though, so apply today at mentorswork.ie. Program is fully funded until the end of 2023, so get your application in now. Accountability is something that I've been really trying to adapt into my daily life because, let's be honest, okay, we're in May now. How many of you, be honest, as you're sitting there listening to this, how many of you are still smashing your New Year's resolutions? How many of you have completed any of your New Year's resolutions? And how many of you have even looked at them since the second week in January? Motivation comes and goes. Discipline is better, but even better than that, accountability. So I wanted to test that. I wanted to see, right, how effective is it? I've been doing an accountability challenge with a friend of mine, James, for a long time. And we've come and go from it, but we keep going back to every quarter, sit down, set down what are our goals for the quarter, and then we hold each other accountable to smashing those goals for the quarter. How we do it then is we break it down by month, by week, by day. I've written about this extensively on the newsletter and in previous podcasts, but I use the rule of three. So each quarter, I can only have three major goals that I'm pursuing. Then each month, three goals. Each day, three goals. Each week, three goals. And each of the smaller days, weeks, months have to be building in to the quarterly goal. So one of my goals for this quarter is to get much, much healthier and much fitter. I've been training steadily since January, but I wanted to bring other people on board in the challenge and really dial it in. So I decided for April, our community, we're going to get together and do an accountability challenge. and I kept it simple. So 30 days, 30 minutes exercise. So what did I learn and what happened? So 23 people took the challenge. Of the 23, how many do you think completed every single day in April? Have a little think about that. Have a little guess, and I'm going to tell you in a few minutes. And you could do anything you wanted. I kept it simple, right? So let's go through the lessons, right? What did I learn? The important thing when you're doing things with groups of people and for yourself is to kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. You got to keep it as simple as possible. There can be no room for ambiguity. I talk to people about this when they're setting goals all the time. We do monthly mastermind meetings for our community. And each time we review the previous 30 days, what worked, the learnings from the previous 30 days, the challenges you're currently facing, and your goal for the next 30 days. And the goal has to be clear. We use SMART goals a lot. What I mean by that is it has to be very obvious whether you hit it or didn't hit it. It doesn't always have to be numerical, as in it doesn't have to be 30 minutes or 30 days, but it has to be clear. It can't be like, I want to increase sales. By how much? In what way? Is it by volume? Is it by revenue? Is it by number of sales calls you're doing per day? You have to have input goals and output goals. So your output goal will be, I'm going to, you know, run 500K this month. Okay, great. What's your input goal going to be? Oh, well, I'm going to break it down and run. I'm going to run 10K every day. Perfect. Your input goal and your output goal both align. So for this, I wanted to purely focus on input goals. The output goals would come later because especially when you're dealing with a group of people, you can't be too specific. That's why I kept it specific enough that it was 30 minutes per day for 30 days. But within that, there was scope for flexibility. You could do whatever you wanted. You could run, you could swim, you can walk. As long as you moved and got your heart rate up and exercised, how you did that was completely up to you. That's an important part. You have to have clear parameters within which people can work, but then give them some leverage to input themselves personally. If I said, okay, everyone's got to run 30 minutes for every day for 30 days, that's not going to work for a lot of people. Some people have injuries. Some people just hate running. Some people just would not have the time. So challenges need to be fun and have an element of competition. I put up a 500 euro prize for this. I said, right, whoever lasts the whole way through the competition, if there's more than one person, we'll do a random draw. We held a random draw. A chap called Sean Otuma won and he won 500 euro. But what was really interesting is I think that was a really irrelevant. I don't think really people focused on the money. It was cool and it was a good anchor to get people talking about it. But I think for people, it was just the joy of just competing. Like when you're young, as a child, you do loads of competitions, you do loads of sports. But as you get older, where do you get to compete? You get to compete at work a little bit, but that's a bit meh. Like, do you have sports? I do find a correlation between high level entrepreneurs and them having a competitive outlet. They're not always, but a lot. They are competitive runners, or they're into jiu-jitsu, or they're into some level of sport that they can be measured against and they can compete against people. So healthy competition should be brought into your life. So try to find a way to find healthy competition. Within the group, it was brilliant. There was great banter. And what made that goal better was that it was a shared goal, as in, you know, you want to do 30 for 30, but then there's an individual element. You know, did you do your 30 for 30? You know, you wanted other people to do it, but at the core, you had to get yours done. The social element was really important. So a lot of these people were strangers, didn't know each other. Some of them knew me, some of them didn't. And what was magic was there was a real sense of community. You know, community is a massively overused word, but there was a real sense of belonging and community by we shared pictures. So I did the challenge, obviously, and I started sharing pictures of my workouts and my whoop and stuff like that, going, oh, today I'm going to do this. And then suddenly it just started to snowball. Every day people were sharing images of their runs, their swims, their gym sessions. People were posting in their Garmin stats. We created groups for whoop, whereby people could have a little whoop community and compete against each other daily on a subsection of that. And that really helped. The imagery really, really helped connect people because some people were doing really cool. Some people were abroad for the month. They were posting photos of themselves running around Marbella. And it was really cool to see the difference. These people really, really connected by nothing except this challenge. Most of them are entrepreneurs, but what really connected them was this sense of a challenge, this sense of purpose. And a sense of purpose is incredibly, incredibly powerful. And what I learned was people are longing for a connection outside of work. Because the world of hybrid and remote is growing, and it's brilliant, I absolutely love it, and I think it's here to stay forever. But we do need to start thinking about now, going, right, where does our sense of belonging come from? Where does our sense of community come from? Because if you are fully remote working, you do need that other outlet. Like, I'm a massive supporter of hybrid and remote. I do think now it's important for you as a person to have other outlets outside of work, whereby you're like, you feel tapped into something. Even though it was simply a WhatsApp group, you did feel part of something. So we're going to do another one now in June. So if you want to get involved in that, go to mrgaryfox.com, register for my email newsletter, and that is where you'll be able to sign up for it. We'll run it again June 1st, and we're going to do something a little bit more challenging, but I think a little bit more fun as well. We started to see some meaningful personal changes, and for me, it was only when the group got together. So we did a celebration at the end last Saturday. We all got together in Greystones, did a 5K run. We had an elite run coach take us out. So Simon from Innerfight Ireland took us out for a 5K loop around the Brayhead Greystones. And then we did a sea swim, sauna, and then coffee afterwards, and really got the group together. And just people started sharing the stories of what they'd done over the month. And like, for some people, it was a really meaningful change. One member dropped over 5 kg, and it wasn't a weight loss challenge, but it was just the compound effect. The compound effect, if you've listened to this podcast more than a month, you'll know I talk about the compound effect all the time. It is one of the most powerful effects you can apply to your life and your business. And the compound effect, partnered together with accountability, is unstoppable. I'm going to build this into as many facets of my life as I can. Apply compounding and apply accountability with that as well. So another member rowed for 24 hours. So he's on his rower. He did a charity row for 24 hours. And it was more so just the effect it had on people's mentality over the 30 days. The amount of people that sent me messages going, I'm absolutely buzzing over this. I've never felt clearer. I've never felt fitter. And it was just down to just keeping going. The compound effect. So I shared that for about 10 of those 30 days, I really didn't want to do it. But as the person who set the challenge, I had good accountability. I can't really be seen as the person who then didn't do it. It didn't really matter to anybody else, but it mattered to me. And they're the little things about accountability whereby they're just subtle shifts in your mentality going, really kind of have to do this. I don't have to do it. No one cares, but I really should. And the core learning is that if you do one positive thing daily and pair that with a sense of accountability, that is the magic formula to potentially achieve anything you want. That sounds like a grand statement, but when you think about it, in your life, who holds you accountable outside of your work life? So outside of a boss or a manager or a board of directors or your investors, who holds you accountable for the things you want to achieve in your personal life? We don't equate them to the same importance. We don't give them the same weight, when in reality, they're 10 times more important. Your health, your mental health, your family life, your sense of adventure, sense of fun. Like, who holds you accountable for that? It's worth thinking about it. It's worth dusting off. So if you do nothing else today, dust off those January goals you had, those resolutions, don't call them resolutions, call them goals, and reshape them. Look at them for the rest of the year and restart them and go, right, how do I retackle these? Do I want to retackle these? And if I do, just pick three or even pick one and go, right, I'm going to tackle this, but I'm going to tackle it with two things. I'm going to tackle it with accountability. So I'm going to find someone that will hold me accountable, and preferably more than one person. So that old, I think it's from the US Navy SEALs or something, one is none, two is one. So find more than one person who'll hold you accountable. It can be a friend, it can be, you know, a group like this, like a supportive group outside of your work. It can be pretty much anybody, but someone that will hold you accountable each week, day, month, and have regular check-ins. Don't leave it to be like every 6 months. So find someone that will hold you accountable. Have very clear goals. Say, right, over the next 30 days, I'm going to read 10 pages of a book every single day. Over the next 30 days, I'm going to practice jiu-jitsu 4 times a week for the next 30 days. Whatever it is, but have very clear, specific goals so that the end of the month, that person can go, okay, you said you were going to do 20 gym sessions. How many did you do? And I guarantee you, it sounds simple now, but I guarantee you, you will not want to let that person down. And in reality, you're not letting them down. You're just letting yourself down. But that sense of accountability will be powerful. So your two things, redo your goals, pick one, pick three, but at least pick one, build in a sense of accountability and let the compound effect kick in. You won't feel it initially. What'll happen is it goes like a loop. What'll happen is you'll, first of all, have a massive burst of motivation for about 7 days. Then you'll have, oh, this is now getting tough. As it goes on, you'll go, I don't want to do this anymore. And then you'll have, this is amazing. I can't believe I didn't do this every single day for my whole life. So you just need to get through those two tough middle stages whereby this is really hard, I'm tired, oh, I think I'll skip today. If you can avoid those feelings, what you can achieve in the rest of the year could be absolutely astronomical. That's it. Go to MrGaryFox.com, join our next challenge on June 1st, and you too can feel the incredible power of accountability. It'll be a similar enough challenge. It'll be based on the power of accountability and the compound effect, and it will help you become a better human. Grand statement. Have a great week. I'll be back here on Thursday. We've Aidan O'Shea from Autonomy, an incredible founder. He used to run VoxPro. An interesting little quirk. He started his business during COVID, never had an office, and is never going to have an office. So tune in for Thursday to see how that works. Wherever you're listening, whether it's Apple or Spotify, hit that like button, and I will see you back here in a couple of days.